We're here at the PodTech.net Network General Podcast with Ken Boyd, the CIO and Executive Vice President of the Product Group, which includes R&D, $30 million of investment in product management. Welcome back for another podcast.
Thank you.
Let's talk about on this podcast the enterprise solution architecture out there. I mean, the enterprise business has been really interesting over the past few years. I mean, it's been changing very rapidly. And, you know, outside of the enterprise, you got the web, and the web's 10 years old. The internet's now a fabric. Everyone's talking about it as just a utility. As a CIO and in an IT department, what are some of the architecture solutions that they're looking at? What is the enterprise solution architecture today, and where's it going?
You know, that's a great question. Business has changed a lot. The world has changed a lot. It seems like not too long ago that companies had a campus environment and everything was self-contained. If you think about today's world, you have R&D centers that are offshore. You have some functions that run at the corporate offices. But in almost every company, you at least have your sales organization distributed. So the need to provide robust and reliable communications, first of all, between the central office, of which in every enterprise there is one, and their remote offices has become crucial. You combine that with the expense associated with running in a distributed environment has forced a lot of companies to go with newer technologies such as voice over IP to run MPLS services such that you can do voice and video, voice or video conferencing from remote sites to the central office to cut down on some of the costs associated with the travel, to reduce the distance of the miles. And from an architectural standpoint, being able to run reliable services such that you can define the quality of service and be guaranteed that you can spend the right amount of money and understand that a voice call is not being impacted by an employee who's doing an FTP transfer from a remote office.
Or downloading a podcast.
Is understanding what applications are really production applications.
Well, they have different characteristics. I mean, if you look at like video, I mean, you have issues, and the applications make sense. I mean, for a company, let's take voice over IP. It makes total sense to go to voice over IP environment, but you got latency issues. If you're going out over a network type, that's different. I mean, you have to set up the architecture to understand that the application's looking good, but you're dealing with, you know, latency issues. These are just normal day-to-day stuff. So architecturally, how do network managers deal with this, and how are you seeing that?
The key is to understand, first of all, what your plans are for running different services over the same wire, either in a local environment or in a wide area. Most companies today, it's minimally voice and it's data. And many companies, they add video on the same wire. So the key from an architectural standpoint is to make certain that I can guarantee in the end that there's no interference of a direct voice call, human to human, different than someone maybe doing an H323 video call. If you think about it from a CIO's point of view, the worst thing that could happen to me would be for my CEO to call me and say, "Ken, I was on a telephone call and I lost the caller on the other side." Or worse yet, the caller was getting every third word that I was saying. And for me not to have an architecture such that I could understand exactly if that performance issue was as a result of equipment that's contained within our environment, or if it was on the receiver's side. So quality of services is really key. And solutions that we provide here at Network General actually allow you to understand the quality of those three key components.
Let's talk about that, because that scenario that you just mentioned with the CIO and the CEO calling about his calls dropping, that happens. That's happening. So, you know, companies are introducing new apps. In that case, it's a voice over IP. This is in an architectural standpoint in terms of the business today. New apps are being introduced on a frequent basis, whether it's an IM client that's, you know, introduced properly, or, you know, voice over IP architecture. So a CIO has to look at an architecture that says, hey, I need to bake in reliable network storage, network architecture, connectivity that's always on, but I have to deal with an influx of new apps. How is that changing the game a bit? And obviously, you guys are developing solutions in that area. Talk about that particular piece of the application acceleration environment.
Well, certainly nothing is static in the world that we live in. The importance from our perspective is to do a good job of baselining. If I can baseline a production environment, as I add a new application, I can measure the impact of that application on the baseline, so the degree of positive or negative that I get, which will allow me to, in a safe test environment, do a little tweaking, either add CPU capability, add memory if it's a server issue, maybe even add network capacity. I think the key is to understand how the environment is performing right now. As you add applications, you do the analysis, you do the measurement, you do the tweaking before you add additional applications. And from us, if I look at the thing that we do well within Network General from a technology point of view, as well as running the internal IT operations, as we understand exactly the equipment that's installed and how it's performing. It was interesting. I had an email last night from an engineer who said he had been monitoring the environment because we have sniffer instrumentation, and he said, I noticed that quarter in, starting at about the 27th, I was seeing a lot more traffic from the Oracle database server through the wide area network. And I said, well, that's interesting. And it just escalated until we got to, I think, 10 p.m. on the last day of the quarter. So the metrics are correct. And I think our equipment does a great job of allowing you to
Everyone's understand. Jamming to get the quarter end done, putting all the data in, reporting in on sales and operations. And so the network obviously is shifting to that environment.
The network is shifting, but also the server environment is shifting. So the impact on the network is one dimension. The impact on other IT components, servers and routers are also important. And understanding the health of those is equally critical.
This is the new network and architecture environment, honestly, a holistic perspective. Talk about some of the Network General stuff that you guys are coming out, because a lot of people are looking at the new Network General saying, hey, you know, what is the new Network General? Talk about that new architecture and the holistic view that you guys are offering and some of the things.
The old Network General and the new Network General will have the exact same solution architecture. At the bottom tier, we have platforms, and those platforms, it's instrumentation that is at fixed points around your network. Or it's a portable device, which you, again, it's important that you have those around so that you can go out and solve a particular problem on a network segment that's not a high priority or an SLA-based segment for you. We then tie that together with an intelligence layer, and it's the additive layer where you have applications or knowledge about applications such as voice over IP, more specifics about mobile, wireless, as well as, you know, base applications themselves. And we understand, because those that run as applications on the network, we're able to, from the platform level, actually capture knowledge from those applications as well. So then we start thinking about the integration aspects. And the third tier is management. It's great understanding, you know, that a lot of stuff's running across your network. It's even better knowing what it is. But unless I have the right reporting and metrics which allow me to articulate how that's performing, then I've done very little other than, you know, capture knowledge that it's busy. So providing, you know, key drill down capabilities such that a network manager can look specifically at what's impacting the environment.
So you're integrating, in essence, creating those three layers, obviously the platform instrumentation, intelligence, and management, and taking the best from each layer and passing them through to give a holistic view for networks.
Right, providing that enterprise view, because as we stated a few minutes ago, you're no longer in a central environment. There are lots of remote offices that are part of enterprises today. And the time that would be required to go to multiple remote offices to capture information and do analysis, the problem would be gone. So the beauty of the Network General solution is that we collect although we collect the information at distributed points, it's correlated, it's centralized, and it's reported at a centralized level such that it's easier to get central visibility of health as well as the ease of making decisions. But I think where that's going is stepping up above the network level, really understanding, you know, from a systems perspective, does my server have enough CPUs? Does it have ample memory? And does that server have an overall impact on applications that are running across it? Are these applications inefficient? And are they the wrong types of applications? Or, you know, is it an IM application or a chat application?
This is the fundamental criticism of other companies that I know who are in the networking business and just say they're not focused on the upper ends of the stack. I mean, a lot of networking companies tend to stay on their lower end of the stack where they do their good stuff. You guys are moving up the stack, moving beyond the network, but leveraging all those key things like instrumentation, et cetera.
Right. So when we talk about unique things about Network General, since we capture total knowledge about the environment, we capture everything. So the ability to make upstream decisions, those decisions are very precise because they're based on a large volume of information, and our reputation of high quality capture, it adds value and it gives comfort to the
people. Love precise results.
They love precise results because I can make decisions based on precise results.
And they're impactful decisions. I mean, we're not talking about little things. We're talking about big things. Costs are impacted. I mean, if you're baselining an environment and you realize, hey, the baseline's off, where we got to change some things, that impacts a end of quarter close for public companies. I mean, you guys are a private company, and you know, public companies have to close out the quarter.
Yes,
you know, there's impact. There's technical impacts, and there's business impact.
Yes, and there's certainly expense impact because if you're running inefficiently, the need to have, you know, larger and larger infrastructure components or much wider area network links is unbelievably
you can get whacked
expensive
on bandwidth alone. I'm just the bandwidth cost savings.
Yes.
So
you really can. There are a lot of competitors who talk about presenting, you know, an 85 and 95% precise answer in, you know, one third the time. And some decision making that may be okay, but if I'm flying on an airline that's getting me there,
oh boy,
95% of the time.
Doesn't crash 90% of the time. It doesn't crash 85% of the time.
that just doesn't work for me. Or if you're in a medical industry and...
I mean, CIO has to think like that too because, you know, literally the CEO's call is your example. I mean, this is the reality of the business. I mean, if a business is impacted, if he's on an earnings call, if he's talking to a key customer and it doesn't look good, if the CEO or any employee breaks down on communication or application environment. So, you know, I mean, this is reality.
It is. It creates lost opportunity. I mean, lost opportunity really is lost. It's
people get
forever.
Fired for that. I mean, it's like, you know, what? Our network doesn't work? I mean, people expect the networks to run flawlessly.
They really do. There was a period, I'd say it's within the last 10 years that, you know, there were a lot of statistics done on CIOs and how frequent they were changed out. And I think that was primarily because they focused too much on the wrong thing. And they didn't focus enough on the thing which allowed for the alignment of the work that's done within IT to the overall business.
It's business centric now, clearly.
It is. It's totally business centric. There are no longer technology projects. There are IT technology projects. They're only business projects which require technology for success.
And you know, failure is not an option, even on a percentage basis. So hence your point about baselining and precise results, which you guys are great at.
We're great at that. That's a great way to state it. we're the best at it.
Well, we're here with Ken Boyd, the EVP products, runs R&D and product management, who's got a good view in some of the new things coming around the corner around Network General, the new Network General around the Sniffer brand, intelligence management software, baselining. Thanks so much for your time, and thanks for the podcast.
Thank you.